This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Ticket to Ride, the show that takes you places while you remain firmly in your seat on BFM 89.9. I'm Azura Rahman, and for this week's traveller, we have Ismail Ma, photographer and lover of nature, as he chases waterfalls in Oregon, United States of America. Stay tuned till the end of the show, where we then take you through some tips and deals for you to plan your next holiday. The wilderness of Oregon really does not get the recognition it deserves. If it's not the sure-fee majesty of California's Yosemite next door, it also gets overshadowed by its biggest city, Portland, also known as Hipster Central, USA. It takes a true lover of nature and perhaps someone with a real eye for beauty to see its verdant nature, rugged peaks, and white misty waterfalls. This week's traveller, photographer Ismail Ma, hiked the rustic trails of Oregon while chasing waterfalls in pursuit of the perfect snapshot.
I love nature and I love capturing nature with my camera. And yeah, it kind of like creates a visual diary for myself. Most of people in Portland are very outdoorsy. And, you know, they work in the city during the weekdays. And then weekends, it's just all about the hike, all about the outdoors and just exploring. There's just so many places you can go.
The Columbia River Gorge carves a dramatic canyon between the states of Washington and Oregon, and is the largest national scenic area in the United States. It also has the greatest concentration of waterfalls in North America. Music to the ears of nature photographer Ismail. Getting there is not just easy, but a rewarding drive on the historic 75-mile Columbia River Highway, a 100-year-old motorway that was the first designated scenic highway in the United States and also the first major paved road in the Pacific Northwest.
Basically, just imagine two valleys and a river and roads right next to the river, and then you'll drive past dams, you'll drive past a lot of bridges, small towns, country-style towns, and yeah, just lush green depending on the season you're in. The gorge itself has so many offshoots of rivers and hikes and trails along it, and it's huge. It's really huge.
Walking into Onawenta Gorge is akin to reenacting a scene out of The Lord of the Rings, as you wade through the river with green mossy walls closing in on you. There is no trail, as the river is the trail, meaning that there's no chance of staying dry on this hike. In that sense, it's probably the most unique hike that you would experience during your trip, topped off with the sight of the stunning, slim, yet magical Onawenta Falls, shining bright white against the emerald moss.
Going there, you have to expect to get wet, to wade through the water, to get to the end, which is a waterfall. When I went there, the water was kind of cold, and there wasn't a lot of sun. I kind of went back another day just to go get photos because the sun was out. It's narrow walls of thousands and thousands of years of water, you know, running through it. And it's just mossy all on the side. And, you know, it's not even, but the water is, it can be up to waist deep. You have to hike in to see it. It's worth it. You're at the waterfall after all. And if you don't jump in, it's like you're already there.
Tamanewas Falls plunges 109 feet against a basalt column into a meandering, curving stream that rushes downwards to the hiker. Its name, derived from a Chinook word which means friendly or guardian spirit, is visually fitting when you encounter it at the end of a long hike.
I think it was a 40-minute hike through the forest to get there. Across a lot of small streams, a lot of pine trees, it's kind of like a dirt trail. It can be a little dusty at times. And river crossings, well, they have like smaller bridges and stuff. They're, you know, some are wooden, some are steel. So some parts of the trail that you can see, like, not landslides, but just like fallen rocks. And the original marked trail is a little bit covered by the rocks, and you just kind of hike around it or over it. But as you get closer, you can hear it. You can hear the waterfall, and you're like, oh, wow, I'm pretty close. And then the closer you get, you can start feeling the moisture. You're like, I'm really close. And then you finally see the reveal, and you're like, oh, my goodness, this waterfall is amazing. And when I got there, the light was shining halfway through, and it casted a really beautiful shadow to the waterfall. I was just alone there, and it's just, I was just taking in the sights, the sound, the moisture, and just taking my time photographing it. that was probably the biggest highlight of my trip.
According to Native American law, the two-tiered Multnomah Falls was created to win the heart of a young princess who wanted a hidden place to bathe. Folklore aside, it's perhaps the most famous of all the 238 known waterfalls in Oregon. It lies just 30 minutes outside of Portland, and its accessibility means that it can get quite crowded too. The waterfalls in itself, though, is worth braving the mob of selfie-taking tourists. With its 611-foot cascade of roaring icy water and picturesque bridge linking the two tiers.
It's famous because it's two-tiered and there's a bridge in between the two. So if you're standing on the lower tier looking up, you can actually take the picture of the lower tier waterfall, the bridge, and the top tier, and the people on the bridge. It's very picturesque. If you get to go, I recommend it, but you should expect a little bit of crowd. It's beautiful, though, and there are hikes to the top of that waterfall as well. I didn't have time to do that, so maybe the next time I go back.
After a day filled with hiking and chasing waterfalls, it's great to seek some perspective to take in the day's activities. Ismail did just that from the historic Vista House built at the summit of the Crown Point Promontory. Even though it is a building of architectural significance in itself, with its octagonal footprint and Art Nouveau influences, it has stiff competition from the scenery below.
From where we were, visiting all these smaller waterfalls like Onewanta Gorge, Multnomah, Horsetail Falls and all that, we ended the day at Vista House. I think if you want to get a great view of a certain location or landscape, aerial is the way to do it. From Vista House, you get to see how massive the river actually is. You don't get to see too much because, you know, the landscape's not super straight, you know, like there'll be bends and whatnot, so you can see as far as the eye can see. But it's nice when the light is nice. I recommend going there during sunset or dusk time. That would be the best time to have a look at the view.
But what exactly is it like to view the world from a photographer's eyes? His eye for detail and penchant for precision may mean that Ismail is far from the best hiking buddy you can get. He shares his style of hiking and tips on packing right.
People who I hike with have to have a lot of patience because, you know, they have to understand that I see things from a photographer's point of view. And I just want to capture it, you know, I just want to document it, you know, it's a visual diary. In my experience, I think photographing waterfalls, to get out of the norm, you kind of need a tripod because you're photographing something that's moving, something that's flowing. So in your photo, if you can showcase that, you know, it's a moving photo by the water being slightly blurry or whatnot, that would be ideal, I think. Actually, on this hike, so I have this device where I clip on the strap of my bag on my shoulder. So I kind of just mount my camera there when I'm not using it and take it out when I do. I was changing my lens and I didn't realize I didn't lock my lens properly. My shoulder just felt a lot lighter because my lens just dropped off. I was freaking out. I was like, oh no, is this broken? Did I break the glass? And then I picked it up and it seemed all right. I did dent the edge of my filter, but that's not too much of an issue.
Ismail shares his favorite capture at Tamanewas Falls.
It was at Tamanewas Falls. I saw a log jutting out. I set up my tripod facing that and the waterfall in the background. At the time, I rented this camera, which had a Wi-Fi function. So I used my phone as a remote. So I set it on a long exposure and timer. I sat on the log and I took a picture through my phone. And I had to stay still for like 20 plus seconds because I wanted the flowing water and me like staring at the water. And it sounds so weird, I'm taking a picture of myself, but it's like I'm pondering in my thoughts, you know, but that photo came out great. Actually, even the one without me in there looks great.
The modern-day visitor to Oregon cannot pass through without making a stop in what's known as the modern-day capital of all things hipster, Portland. People like to make fun of Portland and its residents with their artisanal coffee and organic everything and right-on attitude. But despite the close-to-the-bone parodies, most famously on the TV show Portlandia, Portland is a thriving, inclusive city and a magnet for people all over the US who relishes the city's unofficial motto, Keep Portland Weird. Ismail shares his views.
I didn't really engage too much with the local people when I was there because I was all about, I want to get into the nature, you know, so I only spent one day in Portland, to be honest. Really, no offense, but everyone's just unique in their own way. And people over there are just not afraid to express it and show it, you know? Like, you can walk down the street, all kinds of colored dyed hair and, like, expressive tattoos and piercings and whatnot. In Portland, it's just all over the place. And being the hipster city, you can honestly expect any coffee shop you walk into. It's just like, whoa, this coffee shop's cool. And you go to the other, oh, that one's cool too. It's just, yes, the epicenter of hipster.
And if you are looking for something quintessentially Portland to eat, Voodoo Donuts would be it. This independent bake shop is known for its quirky House of Horrors decor, bright pink takeaway boxes, and equally brightly iced donuts in the shape of what else? Voodoo dolls. It's fun and irresistible, and hence the long queues.
There's a long line. Like, if you want to go to Voodoo Donuts, you got to get there early. They're just donuts. They're really just donuts, but they're just so famous. And like, you walk into the store, they have all these like very Halloween-y decorated, you know, witches and spiders and whatnot. And so yeah, they have a lot of specialty decorated donuts. I was there around lunchtime and the line was not too long. So I decided, you know, why not? I'm here, just go try it. And yeah, no, they're really good. I don't know why I bought 3 thinking I'd share with my friends, but I ended up only eating one because they're so heavy.
To outsiders, Oregon might not ring familiar bells like California, but it doesn't mean that it's worth of any less attention. Ismail shares his final thoughts on Oregon.
I have to say, Oregon did blow my mind in that sense because, like, we did a 11-mile hike round trip, and through that hike, we saw like 6 to 7 waterfalls, and it was just amazing. The scale of the waterfalls I saw when I was in Oregon, it's just very different. If you like waterfalls, you're an outdoor person, you want to go the road less traveled, go to Oregon.
And that was Ismail Ma chasing waterfalls in Oregon. Don't forget to log on to our Facebook page on Ticket to Ride BFM 89.9 or follow us on Instagram on BFM Radio for a more visual guide of his trip. After the break, we'll be going through some tips and deals for your next holiday. But before that, here's TLC with what else? Waterfalls on Ticket to Ride BFM 89.9. It's Ticket to Ride and I'm Azura Rahman with your travel tip. The best time to visit Oregon largely depends on what you want to experience, as different seasons bring their own advantages. Visiting during summer offers warm temperatures fit for comfortable hikes and outdoor festivals throughout Portland. However, it is peak season throughout these months and many hotels will be fully booked. Winter, despite its temperature, would be ideal for those looking to do some skiing, snowboarding and sledding. Road safety is very important when it comes to driving in Oregon, and the roads are often winding, so be sure to follow speed limits and be aware of deer, elk and other animals that may suddenly appear on the road. Roads in Portland are shared with cyclists, and if you're looking to cycle within the city, make sure to get a copy of a biking and walking map from the Portland Bureau of Transportation. It's impossible to embrace all that Oregon has to offer in one short trip, but be sure to carefully consider all the different activities available and the best time to experience them. And now we have Adeline Chung with her best travel deals for you to plan your next holiday to Oregon.
This week, I have 3 amazing deals for you if you're thinking of traveling to Oregon. Now, the first deal is a 3.5-hour guided waterfall tour with a 260 ringgit per tag per person. Hotel pickup and drop-off is included in price as well. So at just 260 ringgit, you can discover the sites of Multnomah Falls and the Columbia River Gorge Falls. You can also explore the historic Columbia River Highway, which is known as America's first scenic highway, and embrace the amazing attractions at the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area. More details are available on Viator.com. We also took a look around bestoregontours.com and found this little gem. Now, for just 300 ringgit, you get to explore the history of the city of Portland in a 3.5 hours. Now, this particular one is a combination of a guided walking and driving tour, and the highlights include visits to the International Rose Garden, which is the oldest official continuously operated public rose test garden in the United States and features more than 10,000 roses. You can also visit the waterfront and the neighborhood tours and a free aerial tram view ride. Bookings can be made on bestoregontours.com. Finally, one should never leave Oregon without exploring its beaches. And so, for the final deal of the week, Viata has another pretty cool deal. For just 400 ringgit a pop, you get to visit the coastal towns of Astoria and Cannon Beach, explore Oregon's maritime history and logging industry, bask in the breathtaking views of cliffs, lighthouses and forests in a relaxing drive. You can also take a beautiful walk up Coxcomb Hill to the Astoria Column, where you can find terrific views of the city and the 4-mile-long Astoria Magla Bridge. For more details, you can head over to viata.com.
And that's our show for this week. If you'd like to get more details on our guest holiday, or if you have any suggestions yourself, log on to Facebook and like the Ticket to Ride BFM 89.9 page, or follow us on Instagram on BFM Radio. And now to round us off, here's Laura Gibson with Live Long in Oregon. It's Ticket to Ride with Azura Rahman on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.